Is the grass always greener on the other side of the fence? In 1 Samuel 8, the children of Israel thought it was as they looked at the fact that most of the nations around them had a king, and they cried out for a king. We want to be like those on the other side of the fence. But they found out that it was not necessarily so. In 2 Samuel 11, David thought the grass was greener on the other side of the fence when he looked over on the other rooftop and saw Bathsheba. And yet we know from that story that it's not necessarily so. King Ahab looked across the fence at Naboth's vineyard, thought the grass was greener on the other side, and wanted it for himself. And you know the rest of the story that proves that the grass was not necessarily greener on the other side of the fence. In this year's lectureship, back in February, Brother Thomas Warren, who was discussing family relationships, particularly relationships between the husband and the wife, and especially pointing out to the husband that he ought to remember special days and show appreciation, relates this story. I recall the magazine story of a middle-aged husband who was shopping in a ladies' lingerie shop. As he was looking over the dainty garments, a male friend of his was walking through the store and caught a glimpse of the man looking at the lingerie. He turned aside to say hello, and when he did, he saw that his friend was in the midst of purchasing dainty female underwear. Thinking that he had stumbled onto something, he said to his friend, "Aha! I see that you are hunting in greener pastures now." In quick reply, the accused man calmly said, "I suppose that it is not unusual for a man of my age to look for what you prefer to call greener pastures, but I just want to fertilize the one I already have." That little story prompted the development of the lesson tonight. I say to you that the grass can be greener on your side of the fence. And many times it can be greener if you would take the time to do a little bit of fertilizing with appreciation and other related matters than using your time looking across on the other side of the fence. As indicated in the little story that was told by Brother Warren, this is especially true in the home. It's easy for us as husbands to look across the fence and think about how great somebody else's wife might be when we're overlooking the many valuable qualities that we already have at home. It's easy for us, not knowing all the details of what's in the grass on the other side of the fence, to sometimes think, "Oh, it would be so much greener, so much nicer, and I would have so many other things," and yet fail to look at the grass that's on this side of the fence. In that rather lengthy discussion in Proverbs 5, where the wise man was drawing a contrast between the strange woman and the wife of one's youth, verses 15 through 19, he especially told his son to take care of his responsibilities at home. He was, in a sense, saying, if you will love your own wife like you ought to, and if you will drink waters out of your own cistern and be satisfied with the wife of thy youth and ravished with her love, he was saying, in a sense, you just don't realize how many blessings you have at home. And if you don't realize that, you may be looking across the fence at the woman on the other side, who's described in verses 1 and 2 as having all those enticing and what we sometimes would call seducing characteristics that tend to get attention. He was saying, son, show appreciation on your side of the fence. In Ephesians 5, 28 and 33, the American Standard Version includes a word that's not included in the King James Version, the little word O-W-N, where he says that the husband is to have the right attitude toward his own wife. In verse 33, the wife is to reverence or to respect her own husband. And I think that little three-letter word is a key word there. It is the same word that is used in 1 Corinthians 7 when he says, let every man have his own wife and every woman have her own husband. And we usually use that passage to talk about how we can sin if we don't do that. But it's rather interesting that in the next few verses he said, render to each other that which is due, that which is right. In other words, fertilize the grass on your side of the fence. And I think there's not a one of you here tonight who would disagree with me that each of us as a husband would have a better wife if each of us would show more appreciation and do more things to nourish. And isn't that word nourish dealing with what's fed and what's given to grow, the growth process? If each of us would do a better job of nourishment on our side of the fence. And the same thing is true for each of you who is a wife. The grass can be greener on my side of the fence. This applies on the job. It's amazing to hear people talk about dissatisfaction on the job. And I doubt that there's a one of us who will go a week if we talk with very many people without hearing somebody complain about how he wish he could work somewhere else. Oh, if I could just work for that other company, the grass is greener on the other side of the fence. I'd have all these benefits and I would enjoy all these blessings if I could just work for the other company. And sometimes the one who owns the company may fail to appreciate those who are working for him. And he may look over on the other side of the fence, the other side of the highway, and at another business, and, oh, if I could just have people working for me like that man has working for him, I could put out a better product. The grass seems to be greener on the other side of the fence. God's Word points out in Luke 10:7 that the laborer is worthy of his hire. And I think we're not stretching the meaning of that verse to say that that includes more than money. In Colossians 4 and verse 1, the master, or the one who would be the owner or the employer or at least the foreman, is said to that he has the responsibility to give to the worker that which is just and equal. In other words, take an interest in your own people and look out for your own people instead of looking across the fence. And the same Bible points out to the worker that he is to please his own master. There's that little word O-W-N again in Titus 2 verses 9 and 10. And in Colossians 3, 22 and 23, that the man on the job or the person on the job is to work with singleness of heart. In other words, dedicated to this job, dedicated to this master, to this employer. And that whatever he is to do it heartily. Some of the articles that I'm reading about the business world, especially the businesses in our country, are indicating that people are beginning to awaken to the very fact that we're looking at from God's Word. There are those who are beginning to realize that if they can show appreciation to their own people, that they will receive a better type of work. And I'm of the opinion that the man who just died a few days ago, Sam Walton, is a good example of that. All that I have read about him indicates to me that he was no doubt concerned about making money. He was in business, but he was concerned about his people and was not looking just across the fence thinking that the grass was greener on the other side of the fence. And if we bring this principle down to those of you that are a bit younger in high school and junior high and elementary school and apply it with the teacher-student relationship, I think the same thing is true. Sometimes students say, oh, if I didn't have to have this teacher I've got, if I could just have that other teacher or one that teaches at another school, I know some of those teachers. I'm not for sure that the grass is greener on the other side of the fence. And the teacher says, boy, if I could just have a student body made up of students like those that live in another city and did not have to put up with these students here, I'm not for sure that some of you teachers would want some of the students that are in some of the other cities. I'm not convinced that the grass is necessarily greener on the other side of the fence. But I am convinced that if employers will think about their own employees, and employees will think about their own employers, and students will think about their own teachers, and teachers their own students, and do a little bit of fertilizing along the way, that the grass will be greener on our side of the fence. The same thing is true as far as our country is concerned. I stand here tonight to admit to you that there are many things about America that concern me. I'd like to see some things changed. But when I stop and think about where we are relative to where people have been and where people in other nations are today, I'm thankful that I'm an American. And I just don't know that there's anywhere that the grass is greener on the other side of the fence. Although there may be some spots on our side of the fence that need a little bit more fertilizer than we've been giving it, we need to realize that the grass can be greener on our side of the fence. In a very special way, I would apply this as far as the university is concerned. Sometimes the students may complain about the teachers and the setting of the university. I wish you could go some places where I've been. Sometimes teachers may complain about the students that are in the classes, and they, like the teachers and all of us, are not perfect, but I wish you could see some students that I have seen. A few years ago, I went to a football game at the University of Tennessee and sat almost at the top of that stadium and just happened to be amongst or amidst, whichever word you want to use, a bunch of students. I came back appreciating students that we have and young people that we have a little bit more than I ever did before. And I'll tell you, if we'll take what I believe to be far above average in these relationships and do a little bit more fertilizing with appreciation and related matters, the grass will even be greener on our side of the fence. And folks, same thing applies in the church. I guess there is no person or group of people in the church where this applies any more than the preacher or preachers. I probably hear preachers talk more than you do on the average, and it's been amazing to me down through the years how many wonderful congregations there were that preachers would like to go to, and how few congregations that were outstanding where preachers were working. We've made some progress in this. Preachers are not moving as often as they used to, but a few years ago, you could just about say every 2 or 3 years, preacher thought the grass was greener on the other side of the fence. When he got there, he realized sometimes it's sage grass, but he thought it was greener on the other side of the fence. And sometimes we might look and say, oh, if we just had elders like another congregation has, or if we had Bible teachers like somebody else has, or if we had a preacher like some other congregation has. I think we need to stop and appreciate what we have. I can honestly say to you, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart, there's not a congregation on earth where I'd rather be than right here. And yet, if I did not stop and analyze the situation, I might think in terms of the grass being greener on the other side of the fence. You might very well look at me as a preacher and say, oh, if we had somebody else, look what we could do. And that may very well be true. There are many people that are greater preachers than I and can do a better job in many ways than I. But I'm here, and I appreciate the fertilizing that you do. I think it helps me to grow and helps the grass to be greener on our side of the fence. What I'm saying is, if we will learn to appreciate what we have, not perfect, not a one of these relationships that I've discussed tonight is a perfect relationship, but relationships that many times are better than we think. If we would, as we sang a moment ago, really stop and count our blessings that we have and look at what's on this side of the fence. The grass can be greener on our side of the fence. If a preacher will do everything that he can to promote the congregation, and the elders do everything that they can to work with their members, and the elders that are to be honored are those who work among, that means right there with the members that are under their oversight. And they're to feed the flock that is among them. They're concerned about feeding and nourishing the people that are here, not somewhere else. And we have that mutual relationship and that mutual understanding and need and see the need of encouragement in every direction. The grass can be greener on our side of the fence. I think it's even true as far as friends are concerned. As far as possible lifetime mates are concerned, maybe you have a friend or you have someone that you're considering as a possible husband or a possible wife. Might be easy to look out yonder somewhere on the other side of the fence and say, oh, look at that person. Look at all the qualities that are there. Let me tell you three things. You don't always know the baggage that's being carried by the person on the other side of the fence. If you had asked me a few days ago, would you like in some ways to be like Arthur Ashe? I might have said, well, yes, a lot of good things. A few weeks ago, most of us might have thought if we could be a Magic Johnson, how wonderful it would be. A few years ago, we might have thought if we could be in the position as Martina Navratilova, how wonderful it would be. And yet look at the baggage that those people are carrying. The grass is not really greener on the other side of the fence. What you and I need to do is to be fertilizing the grass where we are. Each one of us as a husband needs to do everything he can to nourish his own wife. Each one of us as a wife needs to do everything she can to love and support her own husband. Each person who is working needs to do the best job he can for his own master. And each owner or employer needs to do everything he can to fertilize and encourage his own people. We need to do everything we can for our own country. We need to encourage each other in the church, elders, preachers, members, whoever, and do it on this side of the fence. You see, we're not over there on the other side of the fence. We're here. And the grass can be greener on our side of the fence. Not only is there a problem with the excess baggage that's over there, but number two, sometimes we don't realize the potential that we have on our side if we just do a little bit of nourishing and fertilizing. And number three, when all is said and done, God's built some fences. And we need to respect the difference of what's on this side and what's on the other side. Is the grass always greener on the other side of the fence? I don't think so. And I believe it can be greener on your side of the fence if you will fertilize it by showing appreciation and reaching out to serve and do everything you can to help and to encourage those who are on your side of the fence. And I know when it comes to the relationship that we can have with God that there's nowhere that the grass is greener on the other side of the fence. Because there's not another side of the fence that can measure up to what we have on this side of the fence with God. We just need to fertilize our relationship with Him and grow in Him. And the pastures will be greener and greener and greener. And perhaps you need to start that nourishing tonight in your relationship with God by becoming a Christian or by coming back to Christ. If you need to be baptized, if you need to be restored, come as together we stand and sing.
Would you live for Jesus and be always pure and good? Would you walk with Him within the narrow road? Would you have Him bear your burden, carry all your